B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb!
Go Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb!
Wall Dick, where you at?
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
Hey, everyone. How you doing? My TV meteorologist, Al Capri. We have amplitudinal jet stream. There's a lot of amplitude, and usually in this can designate and denote stormy weather. But we have ridging. But what's going to happen to this by the weekend is this is going to break down and flatten. This is going to weaken. That all means that the jet's going to go zonal, and we're going to start, folks, warming up over. Hey, everyone. How you doing? My TV meteorologist, Al Capri.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Ridge radio program that, of course, is... My TV's ex-meteorologist, Al Caprillion, a man I was not sure got paid. I thought he might be just a guy that they said, sure, do it. You seem to have a nice hobby. You like looking at the weather. And sure enough, there he went. He was on his way.
Although if you didn't see his name written at the bottom of the screen, you'd think his name was Al Capri. It just
Hey, everyone, how you doing? My TV meteorologist, Al Capri. We have
And by the way, that clip is great, too, because he runs out of steam in, like, 6 seconds. It's like,
Well, you don't know the pressure. He's like an opera singer. You don't know the pressures of getting all that out with that kind of energy. It can be very, very difficult.
It is tough. It is tough. I'm telling you, they should somebody very wise, unless maybe he is doing it, but somebody very wise will bring him back. Because listen, you need somebody who brings in the eyes. All right, like I mean, you know, weathermen are weathermen, but if you've got someone special like that that people tune in just to see him, you don't let that guy walk. You get him back on the air. So hopefully, somebody very smart out there is listening and stroking their chin, going, "We need Al Capri. How can I find him?"
I don't know if I still get my TV.
I don't think my TVs are still a channel. I think that it wasn't that kind of like a UPN type situation. No. Wasn't that like a WB affiliate? I think, and then they changed.
Homeboys from Outer Space didn't keep them going.
I don't think it did. Because that was a New Hampshire station, right?
Yes.
It was my TV. Okay, and I think that they were like a WB affiliate. So I think that they've switched their name, and they may not be around. Who the hell knows? But I don't know if they're still around.
Yeah, I don't think they are, because if they were, I would constantly have it on instead of Family Matters that is on right now.
It would be Al Caprillion and commercials for Dollar Bill's surplus store. Remember
We've had
that,
Dollar
dude?
Bill on as well. We've had Al Caprillion on and Dollar Bill.
I guess you make a... you make an impression on my TV, then you've got a place on our show.
Absolutely. Dollar Bill not breaking character either. Just coming on and bringing the excitement. That's what you needed on my TV, is to bring a little chutzpah. If you don't get that, then you're out of it. All right. What'd you guys have? A big day yesterday? It was. You do anything fun there?
Oh, it was just absolutely phenomenal. I went to the dump, which is just the best. Like, I folded up a bunch of boxes and went to the dump. That was just wow. You always got to separate the plastics from the cardboard. Nothing else but cardboard boxes in this chute. Oh, dude, it was wild. I mean, it was like a party yesterday.
You know what the worst is? The worst is, Fred, you were saying Milo has to get out and run. My kids are the opposite. My kids have spent so much time indoors. Getting them outside is now a struggle. Like,
oh, well,
you need to get outside. You need to exercise. No, we want to look at the iPad. That's the argument I have now.
Well, I have we've bought over the years. I have like one of those water trampolines that sets you back quite a bit. We have all this stuff off the dock, and now my son has become petrified of bees and wasps. So he will go down there and he'll go, "Oh, there's a bee." And then run up. So that's a whole psychological game that we have to play right now. is actually, why are we here if you will not get in the water? Like this completely is the point of you being here, is that you'll get in the water and you will not be on the computer all day. And I don't know the psychology of that. I don't know why at this age he's become completely petrified of it. I explained to him that bees really don't sting you. You have to really piss a bee off for it to sting you. Now, wasps suck, but, I mean, you suck it up a little bit. But a bee, you can screw with a bee. Like, I was trying to get the bee, but you can, like, hit the bee 85 times before it stings you. I mean, the bees are big, fat dummies. They don't do nothing. Now, the wasps, they'll sting you.
See, I've never been stung by a wasp, but I've been stung by a bee a bunch.
Okay, a bee stings are like a rubber band hitting you, and a wasp is like getting shot with rock salt. Mm. So the difference between the two. And then
it's a little different,
yeah. And then the wasp sting spreads, and it looks like you have some kind of venereal disease that is spread to your stomach. Yeah. So, yeah, it gets huge. But, again, nothing is easy. So I bring the family down here. Now, he'll play golf, but I brought the family down here specifically so that they would play in the water. But that is not happening. And he wouldn't get on the boat. So everything is, I don't know. I don't know what I've done to these children. I've obviously put some kind of, my neuroses is obviously somehow transferred to them. But that is the big situation going on right now. And I know it's, a big problem, Fred, but it is to here. I mean, this is why we're here. And if he won't do it, we might as well have been home.
Well, everyone's running out of things to do to keep people entertained. I mean, I told you, I don't know if I told you this, but I mean, a while back, I just had no idea what to do. So I just put the kids in the car and I drove to an empty parking lot and I just told my son to get in the driver's seat. And I'm like, all right, I'm teaching you how to drive today.
Good for you.
I was just like, dude, I know you're 12, but what the hell? Let's drive. And he thought that was the greatest thing ever. Now, out of all the wins I've had, there haven't been many. That was one of them. So we just had an empty parking lot, and he was kind of terrified at first. But man, when he started doing circles in that parking lot, dude, he thought it was awesome. So, and that's just to prepare for the summer for when daddy gets a little drunk and he needs a valet on the way home. But no, that was that was out of pure frustration of not knowing what to do. I just said, dude, you want to drive? And he goes, whoa.
My son gets freaked out at certain places when he's driving the golf cart. Yeah, there's a whole situation going on over here. even the golf cart, if it's too windy, he doesn't want, because he almost killed us in a golf cart. And when I say he almost killed us, I know a guy who got paralyzed. I know of a guy who got paralyzed when a golf cart fell on him. And
it fell on him?
They were driving and it tipped over and it broke his back.
So he took a turn too quick and it flipped.
Or he was on a hill and it flipped over on him.
Ooh.
And that's the, in Jackass when they take the golf carts out and they start going crazy with them?
Oh, it's awesome, yeah.
That's the worst that Johnny Knoxville's ever been hurt.
That's what, yeah. Really,
in all the things he's ever done. So I let my son, 2 years ago, drive the golf cart. My daughter is too young for any of this. And he's driving and there's these rocks that lead into a hill. The rocks are there for irrigation. And he turns onto the rocks and the thing just, we get on two wheels and we're tipping and I'm like, go turn right, turn right. And then that freaked him out of that. So I've pretty much made him have a phobia of everything that's down here. So he'll play. One thing he'll do is he'll play golf, but he will not go down to that dock. He promised he would today, but that's the whole reason we came down here, is that my parents have this place. It's there's no cases of coronavirus here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's 60 people in the county that have it.
They're all in Nashville, in that state. It's funny because you take a look at a map and, there's certain cities that have the big, heat dot. And in that area of the country, it's not a lot. But Nashville apparently is getting killed right now. Yeah. But everywhere else, it doesn't seem like there's a lot right in that area.
Yeah, and then there was a meeting with the schools, and oh boy, do they have 85 plans. They have 85 plans for what they're going to do with the schools. Because they desperately want the kids back, but oh, the pain in the ass that's going to be. They could go every other day. There could be one group that goes one day, another group that goes the other day. They could split the two groups into half days.
Is this in Massachusetts that you're?
Yes, this you're is about- in yeah. Because the Knoxville schools close on Tuesday. I mean, they closed. Obviously, they didn't have
yeah.
School.
In the South, but for some reason, school ends really early and then goes back like.
In
like
August.
The end of July. Yeah. It's like yeah. Super early they go back.
Yeah, so everyone's very relieved here because the school is ending. But they couldn't do virtual school because not enough people – it was unfair because not enough people had the electronics necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So right. They had to – I don't know how they did it, like worksheets and stuff. But they couldn't do the virtual stuff because not enough people had it, which is – going to be a problem. I would imagine that kids need to go to school. That's
just it's interesting you bring that up. I was talking to my sister who lives in Europe, and she was saying her two daughters went back to school last week, and like you were saying, Fred, it's every other day. Half the kids in one day, half the kids in the other day.
Yeah, and then they sanitize everything, and
yep,
they
in
don't.
Between.
Yeah, and they don't have group lunches. Is yep. What. So I would hope that they have school. I think there's ways to do it, but. We shall find out, and it's not because I'm lazy and don't want them around. It's because I just think it's necessary. All
well,
right,
it's better than not having it.
Yes.
I mean, it's without thinking of obviously the virus and stuff. It's all if there's a way you can do it, it's better than not doing it.
Yes,
I mean socialization alone. Like I don't know how long you can keep these kids away from one another. Like kids need to be around their peers. It's a huge part of growing up. It's a huge part of being a functional adult is, learning from your peer group. And they say that you learn more from your peer group than you do from your parents in terms of the way that you are as an adult, at least according to Jonathan Haidt and his academic brethren. All right, enough about that. What is going on in this crazy world that's just keeps spinning?
Oh, you got players in baseball speaking out now. They are taking a stand as to whether they are going to play or not play, and now you have actual big-name stars refusing to take pay cuts. This could be a problem.
Yeah, they're very sympathetic. Okay, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The sport.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last
night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. And Rich, there are problems over there with the hardball with our boys, our home nine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's become kind of a little bit of a battle of opinions as we wait for baseball to get back rolling. The owners and the players are fighting over who's going to get what money once the season starts back up. The owners want the players to give up not only the salary they were promised for games that will not be played, but also to take a pay cut since many of the games will not have any fans. But several of the players feel that they have given up enough already and that they are the ones taking all the risks. And one player that has led the charge against pay cuts is Cy Young winner Blake Snell of the Tampa Bay Rays, who is in the middle of a five-year, $50 million contract. So Snell went on his Twitch channel on Wednesday and essentially said that a abbreviated season with the salary cap wasn't going to pay enough for him to play ball this season.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool music in the background. Yeah, that's super snazzy.
Especially him on Twitch, just playing video games.
They're all doing that.
No, I know. Believe me. It's happening in this house. So, I don't know how he thinks he comes off. First of all, Jeff Passan says it's going to happen, that they're just digging in. It's dumb. But, like, yo, bro, don't play then. You don't play. Don't play. Sit home and, I mean, you're going to have plenty of money. Just don't play. Lose the $10 million. Don't get any portion of it.
Well, he'd be losing 2.3. So if Snell didn't play under the currently proposed deal that the owners are putting out there, he'd be giving up $2.3 million. Now, he was going to be making 7 this year, but half of it's already been lost. And then if there was a 50-50 split, that means that's 2.3 for him, which to someone who's set to make an average of $12 million for the next 3 years, like a year for the next 3 years, that doesn't seem like too big of a deal to him. And that's a problem because you may start seeing other big name players who are already paid fall in line with Snell and say that the risk isn't worth the reward. And if you say, oh, there's no way that would happen, well, here's Bryce Harper last night being asked about it. Right, of course. And, of course, guess where he was asked about it, Fred? That would be Twitch, because all these guys are playing. So never mind the sound of people, like, dying and getting shot in the background. That is, like, a Call of Duty-type game that Bryce Harper is playing here.
What did Snell say on his stream earlier, do you know?
That he said it's not worth it to play with pay cuts, and that he, like, you guys are risking your lives getting, like, obviously getting COVID.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
He said if someone gets it, they got to live with that for the rest of their lives.
He ain't lying. He's right.
He's like, I need my. He's like, give me my money, or I'm not playing.
Hey, bro, he's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's got to say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snell, man. He has a beast too. One of the best lefties in the game, bro.
We need a bro count on both of these guys.
Bryce Harper's just the worst.
He is awful.
Yeah, his dad just goes like, you're going to get 1 year of high school, then I'm going to transfer you to some dumbass San Diego junior college so you can play as soon as possible. Yeah, he didn't grow up right. But then don't play. Then you guys don't play.
But that's a problem because the biggest names in the game. It's not.
And I'll tell you why it's not this year. Because if they play, people are just going to be so excited that there is baseball that these guys are going to be outside looking in. And baseball's never going to be more appreciated than it would be this season. It's never going to be. So if you're talking about endorsement opportunities, if you're talking about, listen, for Bryce Harper, he doesn't need anything.
I was just going to say, what's he making, $330 million over the next decade? I
mean, yeah, but would you watch baseball, John, without Bryce Harper playing?
Yes, of course I would.
Okay, so these guys that play baseball this year are going to be, like, adored. And they will get a million endorsement opportunities. And I have news for you. Like, Lefty over there is not a star. And is going to be booed when he comes back if he does not play. Now, that might not matter to him.
Snell has a bigger voice. He just won a Cy Young Award.
No, I understand that, John, but he's not a household name.
No, that's true.
And don't give me you're risking your life. I mean, there's people that are working at Publix that are – I mean, don't give me that crap. The idea that they are in any danger comparative to any one of us – is ludicrous.
And I would also, real quick, John, because
guys like Blake Snell, you know, they think that it's just not worth it and it's better for them to stay healthy and prepare for next year. Here's what Snell had to say.
The risk is way the hell higher and the amount of money I make is way lower. Why would I think about doing that? So in my head, I'm preparing for next season. Like, it's super weird, man.
All right, so no side looks good in this, but I'm almost always pro player versus owner when it comes down to it. And listen, as much as Snell sounds like a Limp Bizkit listening douche, he totally does. There are two things that you can't deny. Number one, the players are taking a bigger risk than the owners. That's just a fact. And number two, for the owners to cry poor in this is laughable. The players may be millionaires, but the owners are billionaires in this. So this whole you play for the love of the game thing, I don't know why that's getting thrown on the players.
I don't think
not on the owners.
No, but what I mean, the owners, instead of 49-51, they want to go 50-50. I mean, they want to go 50-50. There's not going to be fans in the stands, and they're going to play a shortened season. I mean,
the players want to get paid what is left of their contract for the season.
Which
they
is
don't
what
take...
they agreed to. I understand, yeah. Which is what they agreed to in March. That was the first deal that the two sides
Fair
made.
Enough.
And now the owners are coming back saying, no, we got to renegotiate again.
Second of all, they're negotiating. So there you go. But listen,
but they're renegotiating. The negotiations already happened. And
right.
The owners are going back and now crying poor when, in this situation, as I said, it's billionaires versus millionaires.
Right, but there is you have invested in something if you're an owner, and if I have $1 billion, it doesn't matter. I mean, if say you have $100 million, and then all of a sudden the firm that handles your money raises their annual costs. I mean, you're not going to want to pay that.
You see, Fred, you made a good point saying that all eyes are going to be on baseball. And if the owners are going to scare away some of the top players, they're blowing a golden opportunity here. As I said, the players have already conceded. They've already had half of their salary taken away for the year.
Well, that's not conceding anything.
Well, it's I mean, listen, contractually, they didn't have to do that, but they've agreed to it. So they have this thing where they're getting half their salary taken away, and now you've got them saying we want more. And these billionaires, once again, these are billionaires versus millionaires, and the players have already conceded. So to do this now, I don't know how anyone can be pro owner, especially when, you know, say what you will, but the players are taking more risks than the owners are, and that should be worth at least a little something.
I think that
Rich,
when he's
no one looks good in this, Fred. No one looks good.
I think
but
that when
if
they
you
take,
have to choose
when,
a side,
when they're
the
taking
players
risks,
makes more sense.
And I don't think they're talking about Corona necessarily when they say they're taking the risk. They're taking the risk of getting
Snell
injured.
Snell does mean that because he went – I mean, I hate Snell. But he went in and talked about how, you know, this could affect his future. It's with you forever. Whatever.
It's with you forever?
The coronavirus, that's what he's saying.
It's good he's on top of things. That it's with you forever. You never get rid of it.
These are, once again, things he's saying and things they're using. Now, you could legitimately get sick and bring it back to your family. I understand that part of it. But you can't say to me that the players aren't taking more risk than the owners. And they've already given up
something. In terms of Corona?
Yes.
They're going to be in the safest situation that you could possibly imagine.
They're going to be in a group of people that they don't have to be in.
No, they're making money and they're playing the game. I mean, if they don't want to, they don't have to.
And to some of them, the money's not worth it, and that's the problem. If the owners want to, the owners should just pony up the money. If
you
they want to do it for the love of the game, they should.
No, not the love of the game. You think that the coronavirus is really why they don't want to play?
I think that it's part of it. I think
it's a negotiation tactic, and it has nothing to do with it.
I think that if you are a multimillionaire and you've got like $75 million sitting in your bank account, and you're like, all right, so for $5 million, I can give up $5 million and not play and potentially not get sick, or I could possibly get sick and take something that's basically pocket change. Yeah, I think that you would lean more towards, I just won't play.
It's getting hurt doing something. It's getting hurt. It's hurting your arm. If they're worried about anything, it's injury. I mean,
and that's the thing too, is that if you're a pitcher, you know, you've obviously your whole life you're on a pitch. Well, he's not going to. It sounds like.
Yeah, good. Well,
and
then
I think
baseball. Then baseball will be fine without Snell. Good, and he can sacrifice a year's worth of time, and he can get 5 Tommy John surgeries, and then come out and realize how much money he lost.
I agree. There's going to be a great spot for guys who aren't stars to come in and make names for themselves. But I just think that the owners right now, as you said, are missing out on a golden opportunity to be able to – they're going to be so welcomed back to be able to display their stars out there, and to cry poor right now is utterly ridiculous for these owners to do this. Not just cry poor, but to put it on the onus of the players instead of the owners. The owners are always going to be the ones with more money. They have way more money. And if you're going to sit here and peddle over it, you're making an investment in people really falling in love again with baseball, and you're risking having your biggest players not play because you're peddling with them right now.
And it's good for the people that are going to be in the 30-man rosters. Because in the 20-man taxi squads, so these stars can all screw them as they kept trying to get an opportunity.
I was just
going to
say that. Has anyone asked the Brock Holt of the world how they feel about playing? A guy who's had to scrap it to make a major league roster each and every year. I bet you anything he wants to play, I bet you anything he wants to play bad.
Yeah. Yes. And you know what? Brock Holt will get press. They don't need stars this year. I'm telling you. But by the way, Jeff Passan is saying this is all bluster.
And that's a thing, too, is that, I mean, this is all a negotiation. Although it might get to the point where these guys get pissed off so much that they're like, yeah, maybe $2 million isn't worth playing this season, especially if you're a pitcher. You're like, I can save my arm for a year.
That's fine.
And why go back? And I think that you're going to have a couple players doing that, but you might be right.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be so excited to have a sport. And they're going to be so excited to, because baseball has the biggest chance to have, out of the summer sports or the winter sports, has the biggest chance of having a somewhat normal season. So we'll see what happens. So, right now the plan is, in baseball there are two streams of revenue, local and national. Local revenue includes television contracts, which range from around $20 million. Miami Marlins, ugh. For upwards of $250 million for the Dodgers.
That was a wise investment.
Yeah, well, $250 million for the Dodgers. In in-game proceeds, MLB estimates 40% of the revenue comes from tickets. I find that very difficult to believe. Concessions and other gate-related income. Nearly half of local net revenue is pooled and shared. National revenue comes from television contracts for the postseason and games of the week. League-owned media entities, MLB Advanced Media and MLB Network, licensing, merchandising, and corporate sponsorships, all national revenue is shared equally. Whether local revenue accounts for 40% of teams' income, cash, or cut in the 30s, as past reported, have suggested the prospect of going a full season without fans and potentially going fan-free or at least fan-light in the 2021 season is daunting for teams' bottom lines. Because all 30 teams' revenue streams differ, it's realistic to believe some teams will lose more money playing games without fans this season. Already multiple teams are planning layoffs or furloughs starting June 1st, according to sources. So,
yeah.
Also, there's people that are not being paid right now that could use baseball. I'm not asking for the players to do charity, but listen,
well,
then
put it on the owners. Once again, why are the owners scot-free in all this?
If you don't want to play, then don't play. And first of all, they're negotiating. And a 1% difference I don't think is crazy. But listen, if they don't want to play, they don't have to play. If Bryce Harper...
It's not a 1% difference, Fred. That's not the point. The point is the players still think that the owners are renegotiating a deal that they made in
I understand.
March.
Warning, this is going to be some very back-of-the-napkin math attempts to estimate the revenues. Ballpark ring revenues tends to be a fool's errand, and short a 50-50 split is a huge issue, but indulge me, it's more to make a point. And then Passan goes on to say that both sides have a point.
Everyone looks like a dick right now, but once baseball starts back up, everyone's going to forget.
Yeah, so I don't think
but you're right.
No one's going to care
it starts.
No one's going to care if lefty Von Cy Youngenstein doesn't pitch. All right. All right.
You know what? Do we? Okay.
That's his name.
I want to play a game. Can you do me a favor, Mike? There is a 3 minute long clip of Mr. Lefty Von Cy Youngenstein, Biscuit fan, saying that, talking about all of this. Can you do a bro count for me? I mean, just in the two clips that we played, that might have been a total of 30 seconds. There might have been 17 bros that were in there. I need a bro count, if you wouldn't mind. I want to play that, and we'll just see how many times does Snell drop the bro. Because Bryce Harper came out with a full on brodeo after that. Like, I mean, that might have been a 30 second clip right there. I think he said bro 5 times in 30 seconds. That's one bro every 6 seconds.
Yeah, that's a guy who has never really learned to talk. Because his father pushed him too much. All right, we will be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. This guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, the things ain't coming fast enough. There is no cut that's clear enough. I can't fold, I need gold, I re-up and reload. Product must be sold to you. I'm deep down in the back streets, in the heart of Medina. About to set off something more deep than a misdemeanor. Under the subway, waiting for the train to make noise. So I can blast an and his boys for what? Who pushed up on the block and make the dope sales drop?
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what else is going on?
We actually have a decent amount to talk about this morning, but I want to get to this. And John, I heard you mention something about it in your headline. So any additional details you have on this would be good. But
okay.
Arrest warrants have been issued in South Florida for Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar in connection to this armed robbery investigation. So according to the police, Baker's arrest warrants for four counts of armed robbery with a firearm and four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. Now, Dunbar's wanted on four counts of armed robbery with a firearm as well. And the incident took place on Wednesday night in a party that began Wednesday evening. Now, according to the arrest warrant, Baker and Dunbar are accused of stealing money and watches with force while armed with semi-automatic firearms. It states that Baker intentionally threatened victims with that gun. Now, apparently, multiple witnesses are saying at one point during the incident, Baker ordered another suspect wearing a red mask to shoot an individual who was just entering the party that they were at. So they were holding up all of these people and trying to get their money, their jewelry. And they also say that, according to some eyewitnesses, there were questions as to whether or not Dunbar was armed, with some saying they didn't see a gun in possession. But one of the wildest things about all this was yesterday, before this story broke, like before the arrest warrant was issued, just minutes before that, Dunbar was doing his introductory his Zoom press conference with the Seattle press because, you know, he had just become a member of the Seattle Seahawks. So this is like, imagine being like a reporter and you've had like all this time with this guy. And as soon as you get off the phone with him, this story breaks. But now you kind of go back and you listen to what he had to say. And this is Dunbar. Once again, this was the morning after. So if the whole incident happened on Wednesday, and it was on Thursday, yesterday, that he was doing this. This is the next morning after all of this happened.
You just want to feel wanted at the end of the day. So, you know, them guys made their job to trade for me, and that's good enough for me. And I just hope to repay them with, you know, the way I carry myself as a person.
Well, that doesn't seem like he carries himself very well.
No.
Sounds like he carries guns and is mean.
Yeah. So I guess now there's all these different stories that are leaking out that they were at a party, I guess, a couple of days ago where a bunch of people were robbed, including them. And this was their way of getting all of their money back.
I heard they were gambling.
Yeah. TMZ had a report that the two men lost about $70,000 gambling at another party and robbed, as you say, this party of about $73,000. So to get their, apparently, I mean, connect the dots to get their money back. And these two guys aren't like two guys who are special teamers. The guy Baker, who plays for the Giants, he was their first round draft pick last year and started just about every game for them. And Dunbar started, I think, 11 or 12 games for the Washington Redskins last year. These are two good players that are doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, they used their head, because I'm sure $70,000 between them is quite a bit of money
right
at the end of the day. But it was all about respect.
Right. So they say that, okay, so I guess they took $100 in cash and a Rolex watch worth $18,000. And they also said, so there was another guy who was with them that Baker said to do it. And he's also accused of directing this guy to threaten to shoot a person who was just that guy who just walked into the party. So a guy walked in and like, shoot this guy. And this is the dude, that's not Dunbar you heard speaking, but it's Baker. It's the other guy. But, I mean, it said an affidavit goes on to claim that a witness saw Baker point a gun at a partygoer. The assailant had a red mask and then took from this man $7,000 in cash. I just love how people are walking around with $7,000 in cash.
And a
$25,000 watch. At another point, Baker and a person who identified only as Shy were playing cards with others.
Is Shy, was Shy one of the Stallionaires?
No, that would be real.
Was it that R&B group from the 70s, perhaps? S-H-A-I?
Would it be you mean this one right here?
Yeah, that's right. Was it them?
Because it's spelled differently. His name was S-H-Y, not S-H-A-I.
Okay.
But they said they were playing cards with others when Baker and Shy pointed their firearms to take more money and other valuables. They claimed that Baker, Dunbar, and other conspirators had pre-positioned their cars, quote, to expedite an immediate departure from the area. So they, point them forwards, baby, so we can jump in and Dukes of Hazzard this thing and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I wonder if someone slid over the roof or the hood of the car.
Yeah, so I mean, how amazing is that? Is that the very next morning he's doing this like Zoom teleconference with the Seattle media, and just moments later this story breaks. I mean, they're never going to play again. If any of this is proven to be true, you're never going to play again.
Spent a lot of time in jail too.
Well, I mean, I think that one of them is. I think they added up the amount of like charges, and it's like a lifetime in jail if they're found guilty.
This is armed robbery. There's no probation for this. This is something that lands you in jail. I don't see them getting out of this at all.
I'm surprised that anyone called the police. Like, this doesn't sound like a situation where the police would be called, in that people have, you know, all that money in their pocket, $25,000 watches. Doesn't this seem like it would just be retribution after retribution?
Yes. Okay, yes. Here's what I think happened. I think that, you know, when stuff like this happens and everyone's got iPhone cameras and there's a bunch of people at this party, this video is somehow found online. And when that happens, and it's easy to identify the people that did it, it doesn't matter if anyone's pressing charges. Like, you arrest the guy. Like, if a crime is being done, and that's probably what happened. As a matter of fact, it said, it's possible that the electronic evidence, such as the surveillance cameras, photos, videos taken on iPhone cameras, placed them at the scene. I guarantee you that's probably how it happened. Because you're right. Like, you know, what's going to happen if you're a guy who's carrying $7,000 in your pocket? You probably don't want to be talking to the police ever. Because they'll take a look at what you've been doing and ask you, why would you have $7,000 in your pocket?
$7,000.
Like, that's a bump in your pants. Like, that's a pretty, even if it's hundreds, like, that's a pretty big ass, but that's 70 rolled up like bills. Dude, that's insanity. So I don't know. These guys, I heard that story and I'm like, how dumb can you possibly be to try to pull this off and think that you're going to get away with it. So good for them. They're going to probably never play again. It sounds like, as you said, John, these weren't scrubs. These are guys with promising careers. And now look at what's happened.
It's all about respect. It's all about respect.
It is. It's all about respect.
All right. Listen, we will be back in just a moment. I have to find something very quickly, and we will be back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
Hey, yo, Bo knows this.
What?
And Bo knows that.
What?
But Bo don't know Jack. He's Bo can't rap. Well, what do you know? The dead dog is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to lose, so
I could bring home 985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Burt Breer going to join us at 7 o'clock. What's going on, Rich?
All sorts of different rules and protocols being thrown out there by each one of these leagues trying to start back up. First of all, there was a report yesterday from Sports Illustrated, and maybe we could talk to Burt about this, is that there was one unnamed team in the NFL that is requesting that players take a photograph of their weight scale every day and send it in to make sure that they're not getting fat and out of shape. So I could see that being a normal thing, but they're not saying which team it is. And to that,
I
say
perfectly legitimate to me.
I was about to say one that gives a rat's ass and wants to win. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, you get these fatsos, the linemen. I mean, who knows what could happen?
You never know.
They can blow up to be quite large.
Now, the NBA teams, they've begun reopening their practice facilities in areas of the country where the stay-at-home restrictions have been lifted. I think Danny Ainge said that he's hoping next week, you know, when the state decides to make a couple of moves, that might be the time when the Celtics are able to go back. But they're continuing to stress the league to each of the players and all their employees several safety protocols that they want them to follow. One of those is to avoid flying whenever possible. The NBA sent a memo to teams this week urging them to have players and staff members drive rather than fly when returning to work. This is according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He said there's going to be a number of situations where players and staff, you know, have to fly, but he's saying they want them to make the choice to drive over boarding a plane. On top of that, he said that they want them to avoid any kind of crowded travel settings like trains, or if anyone takes trains anymore, they want them to avoid that as well. On top of that, the Major League Baseball has come out with some of their safety protocols that they've been talking about. Here is Rob Manfred on those protocols.
We have developed extensive protocols. A key to those is frequent testing. All of our players would be tested multiple times a week, PCR testing to determine whether or not they have the virus. That testing would be supplemented less frequently by antibody testing as well.
But he talked about testing. There were a couple things that I found interesting in this. First of all, they're not going to have the type of testing that we've heard. Like, I know that Dr. Fauci talked about to start off the NFL season, he thought that what you would want to do to make it work was before every game, test the players. And if you're negative, you don't go on the field. And if you're positive, you can play. The way that the baseball seemed to talk about it yesterday was that you would be tested like the day before. It wouldn't be an immediate type of thing that they would do, which sounds interesting. On top of that, Manfred seems fairly loose on quarantining players who are sick.
Our experts are advising us that we don't need a 14-day quarantine. What we will do is the positive individual will be removed from the rest of the group. There will be a quarantine arrangement in each facility and in each city, and then we'll do contact tracing for the individuals that we believe there was contact with, and we will do point of care testing for those individuals to minimize the likelihood that there's been a spread.
By the way, the contact tracing is going to be hysterical. It's like, oh, who do they have contact with? The team.
Yeah.
Like they're on the team. Like, so right. Fairly easy. It's like, okay, look, we need contact. Give me your roster. That's who they've had contact with. So that part of it almost seems insincere, but there's also things that they've come out with which seem a little, I don't know, unrealistic, such as they're going to discourage players from spitting. That's one of the main things. And I guess that Korean baseball, that was one of the things that they were supposed to not do as well as spit. But if you turn on Korean baseball, everyone's spitting everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to spit.
You're going to spit. No high-fiving. Also, they discourage taking ride services such as Uber to the ballpark. They want players driving themselves instead of having somebody else within any kind of short distance of them, so they might get sick.
That's good for the 50% of players that don't drive, the people from other countries and things of that nature. Some of these things do not seem realistic. The spitting and the not ride share even, but getting a ride from other players. I mean, I suppose is ride sharing as well. So that doesn't seem overly. It doesn't sound like things that you could really do, but it's nice to talk about.
Well, Dana White, there was an article that came out about the UFC event that was this weekend, which, once again, I think that the Bankroll Boy said was the most bet-on UFC event of all time. It just goes to show that people want to be able to do something. And there's a lot of pent-up betting, a lot of money in bankrolls that have not been used because, you know, there's have been sports to bet on. But the report said that Dana White skirted a bunch of different protocols, and Dana White did not like that report whatsoever.
There was an article in the New York Times today that was very critical of the execution.
That guy. That guy. You know what happened with that guy who's never covered the sport ever before, was writing a story about Endeavor, and then the UFC was one of the Endeavor, you know, and what do you think happened when this guy who in this paper covered the UFC when they'd never covered it before, what do you think happened? The story was huge. They did killer traffic. Now they're writing stories three a week and they're posting live results. I don't give a what that guy thinks, what he has to say, or what he writes. Good for him. He's pulling good traffic.
Do you not worry about the
I don't give a
fair enough.
Don't give
a I think we knew that.
Yeah, Dana White's riding high, baby. I mean, there's nothing you can say to him. He looks like the guy who's figured it out. So give Dana White some credit. He's got this all. He's the only game in town. So, and he looks like he's pulled it off. I guess Top Rank Boxing is coming back as well. They're looking to come back on the 9th. So, slowly but surely, Dana White was a litmus. Now we're going to see how NASCAR goes. And if these go well, which I imagine they would, we'll see what comes up next. All right, Bert Breer is going to join us. He of MMQB, and we will talk to him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.